Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? We gon' do it like this. Hey, time you ready? Check it. I got 7 Mac 11s, about 8, 38, 9, 9, 10, Mac 10. The shit never ends. You can't touch my riches, even if you had MC Hammer and them 357 bitches. Biggie Small, the millionaire, the mansion, the yacht, the 2 weak spots, the 2 hot blocks. That's how I got the weed spot. I shot Dredd in the head, took the bread and the lamb spread. Little Gotti got the shotty to your body, so don't resist, or you might flip, flip, flip. I tote guns, I make number runs, I give MCs the run dripping. When I throw my clip in the AK, I slay from far away. Everybody hit the DECK. My slow flow's remarkable. Peace to Mateo. Now we smoke weed like Tony Montana, sip the yayo. That's crazy blunt. Bad hells, my boy Jaquel from the avenue to jail cell. Oh my god, I'm chopping shit like a pigeon. I hope you're listening, smacking babies at they christening.
All right, what's going on? Good evening. We are live pre-game Brooklyn Black special episode. We are live from Applebee's, Fordham Plaza, Bronx, New York. So if you're in the area, you know the area, come through, check us out. They got the Henny Coladas flowing, and we're here having a good time. Also, too, want to give a big shout out to everybody who made a big effort to make this possible tonight. Sister Putty, Ebony, C. Belkis Communications, and Chris, general manager over here at the Applebee's. They're here to show us love, making sure we got the whole thing locked down, and we're going to shut it down for you guys tonight. June 5th, 2010. A couple of events I want to breeze by y'all real quick. The celebration of Black Fathers Week starts on the 7th kickoff event at Queens College, 9420 Gabriel Avenue. That takes off from 6:30 to 8:30. For more information, contact eventbrite.com. Also, Lottery Board presents Who Wears Short Shorts 2 event. Also celebrating Jay Smith's birthday bash going down at the Velvet Lounge, 7615 101st Avenue, Ozone Park in Queens. $100 to the girl with the sexiest poom poom shorts on. For info, you want to hit up Jay Smith at 646-791-0051. If you got a BlackBerry, his BBM is 30A11E91. Ladies dress to impress, no sneakers. And it's going to be hot, so don't wear them Uggs, neither. Fellas, swag it out, throwing a nice button up, you know, nice pair of pants, anything like that. 347-857-4302. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to be back. Actually, I'm going to play the new joint called Set It Up. This was actually submitted last minute. It's a, you know, real cool joint, but we're going to get some more stuff out of the way here. We'll be right back. This is Free Game Radio.
It's your girl, Cherry Johnson, and I'm feeling good tonight. I'm sitting here next to my boy, Brooklyn Black, and we're in the pregame.
Yeah. All right. They know what we came for tonight.
Set it off in the bitch, 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 set it off in the bitch in the background. This is Pacquiao rap, beat the motherfucking track down. Matter of fact, this is rap for your Maybach. And for my niggas up north doing ASAP. And for the DJs, put it on replay. It's for the back blocks in the BJs. I'm in the town for one night only. Never conversate with lames or hype phonies. Be up in the VIP with my homies. Set it off like Cleo, like Sony, like Miss Fox. All my niggas get guap. But you mad you ain't digging my swag, then kick rock. And I got whatever on the flow, better pause. Take it to the streets, we can set it off. Set it off, look.
Set it off in the bitch, 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 bitch.
Yo, set it off,
set it off in the bitch.
Once again, this is Brooklyn Black. We are back live in the pregame, coming to you straight from Applebee's Fordham Plaza. The end area come through. Like I said, we locking it down. We're shutting it down. We hear the last call. So call us up, 347-857-4302. Actually, to let us know what you thought about the joint that was just played. That was called Set Off, nice little party joint. Like I said, submitted last minute. So I don't have all this info yet, but I felt it was, you know, it was a banger, especially for, you know, for the night. You know, we here chilling and having fun. So I figured, you know, we set it off, and that's what it was. I see Ebony just walked in. So I'm going to let her on, see what she say about that track.
I want to listen in. Hello.
Ebony, what's going on?
Hello?
Ebony, what's up? Ebony.
Hello?
Yes.
What's up, son?
What's up, man?
What's good?
All right, what's going on? Like I said, you know, we over here at the Applebee's. We got it going on. Everybody mostly is at the fight at Yankee Stadium, but it's a nice little crowd over here.
Okay.
Nice little crowd over here. We got the Henny Coladas going on. It's a nice little night. Oh, shout out to the dude across the bar. Ever since we came up in there, he's been dancing, mimicking my moves. He got a bank hat on, down over the brim like he Jay-Z daddy or something. So, yeah, I give this guy a shout out. But Ed, what did you think of that track that I just played?
I like it. It was cool. It was very catchy. And I could see myself maybe dancing to this at a club or something. You know, the remix version.
Okay. So you can rock with that at the club then, all right?
Yeah, I like it. That's what's up.
It is good. All right, so we keeping that. But other than that, one more event I got to shoot at you guys. The Touch of Class crew presents their Grown and Sexy. That goes out every first Friday at Roselle's. That's 248 Avenue X on the corner of McDonald Avenue in Brooklyn. So look for something to do every first Friday of the month. That's where you go. All right? Ab, what's up? You got a Dumbass of the Week this week?
I have maybe two Dumbasses of the Week. Are we ready for that, or are we at that point of the pregame, or
yeah,
that
yeah,
coming on?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. That's where we at. That's where we at. That's where we at. That's where we going right now. Who's our dumbass
okay.
of the week?
Okay. The first dumbass of the week would have to be Little Kim. Recently,
wait.
I saw some pictures of her at a performance. And she had bought a young guy on stage and, you know, was dancing with him or whatever. And apparently this young guy decided that he was going to simulate oral sex on her during the show. Of course, they have video and they have pictures. The only reason I'm saying she's a dumbass is because at this stage of the game, you work too hard to try and be seen as a legitimate rapper. And when you first came out, that's exactly what you were, but then you got caught up in what you thought niggas wanted, how niggas wanted to see you, which, in fact, most dudes would tell you they liked you the way you was compared to how you are now. So to me, that was just a cry for attention, and it did little to further her agenda of trying to gain people's respect. Okay, that's my first dumbass of the week. She's too old for that shit. Come on, have some respect for yourself. Period.
Yeah, word. I'm about to say, ain't she like pushing 40 or 38 or some shit like that?
Nah,
like,
it's that, you know what? That's regardless. That has nothing to do with it. We all know it's cliche, but age is just a number. That has nothing to do with it. If she can still get out there and perform, and, you know, and come up with music that's good, that still have people saying, yeah, that's Kim, then so be it. She could be 50. I don't care. Look at Madonna.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah, not saying that. Long she come out with the good music, but for her, I'm saying for her to pull those stunts.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Yeah, she's at a certain, she should be at a certain level where, you know, she has a certain respect for herself. And just, you know, certain things is just not cool. And you know, you be on that shock value state. You don't have to keep doing things for shock value. You're already an established artist, you know? Okay, you got it?
Okay, I'm with you. Yeah, I got you. I'm with you.
Okay.
I'm
sorry, go ahead, what?
Well, I was going to say on that one, that's the two-sided one. I say that's both of them. One on Lil' Kim, because, like I said, she getting too old for that bullshit. Mm-hmm. And homeboy, not a good way to make a name for yourself. You know what I'm saying? It really didn't work for Monica Lewinsky. It's not going to work for you.
All right?
So what else you got?
He probably was under the impression that, you know, for her, the way she, you know, what she sings about, what she raps about, and the things she talks about, it seems that now he is under the misconception that that's what was expected of him to do on stage. So, I mean, you can't blame him for that. That's the image that he's been getting from the media. So, you can't even blame him for that. He's just following along. He's just doing what he thinks he's supposed to do. So I don't hold fault for him for trying. You can't knock the hustle.
All right, okay. So on that one, we just like, I don't know, we agree and disagree on that one. Your second dumbass?
My second dumbass of the week. And not that she's not to say she's so much of a dumbass, but, I mean, it could have been handled better. My second dumbass of the week is the woman, the wife, some lady on Facebook who went on her husband's page and more or less blew him up and whatever jump off side pieces, et cetera, that he had on the side. She made it known that he was a married man. She seemed quite disgusted with the situation. She was referring to the other women, you know, as bitches and hoes, you know, and to more or less say from her man, her husband. And she even had one girlfriend up there in the comments co-signing with her. I say she's a dumbass because, real talk, you know what you're working with. You know who you're dealing with. You know what they're capable of. Now, if you're the jealous type, not to say that the brother was cheating. I don't know. But if you're the jealous type, then in all reality, you have no business. You have no. Are they saying happy birthday? Okay, you know, in all reality, you have no business going on to your significant other's account. I mean, you know, if you look, you seek, you shall find, and eavesdroppers never hear good of themselves. So why would you even do that, especially if you know your husband or your wife is a flirt? Why would you go and then want to start a ruckus behind that? Now, on the other hand, if you know for a fact that this man is cheating on you, then why would you come up there on Facebook making yourself look stupid, talking about all these other women, but you're not even talking about leaving this dude? I wouldn't have had shit to say. If it was founded, if it was true, then I'm out, period. I'm not going to get up there on the social network and discuss something so positive and personal. So that's why she's my other dumbass of the week, for taking her personal private life and inviting the world to come here. Okay, son?
Yeah, definitely on that one. And even from a man's, you know, perspective, you know, a man that, you know, is doing that, like, you never make it so that can even happen for that can even to go down. But, you know, to each his own. Like I said, that's dumbass, but I got a dumbass also. Most
wow.
of my listeners who have Blackberries know about this, because this thing has spread through BBM like wildfire. There is a woman on the phone with a boyfriend who is giving, and she's giving some other dude head, and she's telling him, oh, she's at the club. He tells her to go back inside. She stops doing what she's doing and turns the music up. And like I said, the shit spread through being like a wildfire. So if homeboy didn't know that she wasn't at the club that night, he definitely know now.
I've seen it, and I just want to give a shout out to homeboy. She was servicing. Yeah, son, how you doing?
All right, let's see if we got a caller. It looks like Jay wants to say something. Let me get him in here real quick.
What's up,
Jay?
Yo, son, that shit was ridiculous. It was hysterical even. I can't believe she was, like, lying to her man saying she's in the club. First she told me she was asleep. And then she told me she was in the club. And meanwhile, she got the dick all in her mouth, son. It's ridiculous. It's terrible. I can't believe that he didn't know she was giving a blowjob while she was having the conversation, because she, like, with a dick in her mouth the whole time.
That's awful.
No respect. No respect at all, son. Yeah, that's the man across the bar. Shout out to
he got the power. He has, ladies and gentlemen of the pregame, he has went through a pitcher of beer, not sure what beer, but he went up through a whole pitcher put Nolo to the face, and he is shouting, I got the power. All right? So shout out to that dude over there.
Yeah. Now, this girl, she's talking to her man, and she's telling him she's sleeping, and then she's telling him she's at the club, and she's like, call me back, and she's got a dick in her mouth, and she's like, and she's answering questions, and for some reason, he doesn't know that she's got a mouth full of cock. I don't even understand why not. Because she needs a bother to take it out. And it said at the end of the video, she's the inspiration to birth control. And I completely agree to that one right there.
Word up. Hey, what do you say about something like that?
Huh? Say it again.
I said, you know, obviously you heard what Jay was just saying. You know, are you you agree or disagree as far as what he was saying about the whole video?
Yeah, her boyfriend just had to be really, really stupid Because, I mean, you can't tell she has something in her mouth. You know what I'm saying? And you can hear her sucking the nigga off. Come on, you can hear it. I heard it plain as day. That shit is crazy. That shit is wild. In all reality, homeboy that put that shit out there, he need his ass beat. He shouldn't have said that. That was dead wrong. That was dead wrong. You know what I'm saying? That shit is just crazy, and I'm sure it's gotten back to him by now. I just hope that this didn't cause her any bodily harm or serious injury. Real talk, because imagine if it was you and you found out that everybody done seen your girl giving the next dude head, okay, and you can't even get her to bend down that fucking far on you. Come on, you'd be devastated. You'd be devastated, you know? So I don't know. Or the flip side of that is it could have been a setup altogether. You dig? That could have been his homeboy. He could have been like, yo, I'm going to film her, yo. You going to act like you her man, yo, and just go through the motions, yo. Yeah, I don't put anything past a motherfucker, okay?
All right, so pretty much you see it as it could be a hoax, just to get laughs and just get the word around, whatever. But still, Shorty's willing to do that, knowing they to get around, that definitely makes her a dumbass. But we're going to take another call calling out of the 203. 203, what's going on? Who this? And where you calling from? Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, 203, who's this?
Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Juliet.
Okay, Juliet, you calling out of Connecticut, right?
That's right.
All right, so talk to me. What you think on the topic we're going on right now, the girl on the video on the phone with her boyfriend?
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Okay.
That's fucked up.
So nothing else, just like it's that's just crazy.
Yeah.
Right, well, did you have a question that you wanted to hit us with?
No, I didn't. I just
want
to say hello to you.
Oh, you just wanted to get on the air. Okay, that's what's up. So basically,
Connecticut in the building.
Yeah, shout out to Connecticut. So that's what we're doing. So like I said, this is Free Game Live out of Applebee's. Stay on the line, Juliet. You know, the topic we're about to go into, you know, I might help you out, you know, anything like that. Here's the topic of the hour. And I got everybody from different age groups and different generations in also, too, so that's a good thing. But those who are listening on their computers or whatever, 347-857-4302 is the call-in number. Call in with your opinions, weigh in on the topic. The topic is, what happened to courtship? And, you know, going out dating, you know, not just, yeah, I meet up at the club and, yeah, I get some drinks going, go to the crib, do the doing, then wake up, that's your girl. Nah. I mean, you know, the straight up the courtship. You know, you guys go out like the guy will go to the girl's house and sit in the family room with everybody, and everybody's looking, and pops is like, have her home by midnight. You know, the stuff like that. What happened? What killed it? Was it woman that killed it? Was it men that killed it? Or was it just society as a whole, like as time progressed, did that kill it? So that's what we're talking about right now. Taking the call out of the 347.
Oh, man, I didn't hear
the question.
I didn't hear the question. What? It's Queen of Swords. What's up?
What's going on?
Save me a plate.
We talk about courtship. Send you a plate. You know, like I said, we talk about courtship, you know, what happened with courtship, you know, actual, you know, dating, going out on a date, you know, taking it slow before you guys went steady. You know, what happened? What killed it? What do you think killed it?
What killed what? Taking it slow?
Yeah, you know, what happened to courtship, you know, going out on dates and stuff. And, you know, like I said, sitting at the house waiting for her to get ready and her pops is like, have her home by midnight or I'm going to come looking for you. You know, it's like in the good old days.
Oh, you just answered the question. That was the ancient days. I mean, I think people still do that. I mean, that still goes on now, but everything changed, you know. And
so pretty much like the dude who came to you like, yeah, I want to get up with you or whatever. Because let's be fair, nowadays most of the time it's like, you know, you get a girl's number, hey, yo, when we getting up, and the next question is your place or mine. You know, it's not, hey, why don't we go out to dinner or let's go to the movies. So you're just saying just because times changed, all that had to change too, because that's not even more of a time thing. That's just more of a, you know,
but it's still that. I mean, that's still going on. I mean, you know, like if the person like, I don't even know. Let's ask the next person.
Hey, what you think on that?
When I think about it, I think, oh, you talking to me?
Not talking to Ed. Ed, what you think on that?
Yeah, pretty much so. I mean, people still date, so I don't think it's dead. I don't know where you get that idea from. Maybe from, you know, listening to your friends and seeing how they deal with people. Maybe that's where you, you know, you get that idea, but not still date. And then again, I guess people are getting more to the point now. You know, eliminating, you know, the bullshit. Listen, we're gonna go out, we're gonna have a good time, we're gonna eat, we're gonna talk, we're gonna see a movie, we're gonna yah yah yah, whatever. Bottom line is we sleep with each other or not. That's what it boils down to. Okay? And it's not something new. The same shit that goes on now always did go on. There's always been gay people. There's always been dudes that cheat. There's always been, you know, the same shit that goes on now always went on. We just got different ways of doing the shit. But it's the same core thing.
Okay. I can't disagree. And here's the reason why this topic actually became topic for the show, because I was with a couple of friends, and like you said, but they run stuff by, you know, not more so what they did on dates or whatnot, but actually how I'm saying now, what happened to that courtship? You know, these are my friends, you know, from down south, so I guess if down south they ain't got those type of manners or nothing like that, then all hope is lost. But, you know, so I figured, you know, why not speak on it, you know, because people got different things. Like, you know, I had Queen of Swords, she's been tongue-tied on the situation, so it's something different. That's why I made that a topic for tonight. It seems Jay got something to say, so we're going to get Jay back up in here.
All right. I'll tell you what.
Yo, you breaking up, son.
Jay, you breaking up. We can't get you. We can't hear you.
Go by the window, son.
Like, we're losing you, man. All right, we'll come back to you. I'm going to take in another caller calling out of the 678. 608, what's going on? You're live in the pregame with Brooklyn Black.
Peace, what's that?
All right, what's going on?
I'm good. What's up with you?
All right, we all good. We chilling. So, you being a guy, what's your whole take on the situation with the whole courtship? Like, are you one of those dudes you'll go to, you know, the girl's house and wait for her to get ready and, you know, go out on a date and walk around and get her back home at a decent hour? Are you the type of, you know, you got her at the club, get her some drinks, get her in the cab and see if they're smashing or not? You know, what's your take on it?
Nah, I'm done with Queen of Swords. That shit is ancient, you feel me? Nowadays is different. It's a whole different game out there now. Societies, like you said in the beginning, society that's fucking everything up.
Okay, I'm with you on that one. But for those who might have missed it, could you tell anybody listening who you are, where you calling from?
Oh, this is JC calling out of Bethunia, Georgia. What's up, everybody?
Okay, Bethunia, Georgia is in the building. That's what's up. That's real big. So you're pretty much on the thing of like with Queen of Swords, it's because times have changed and you know everything's been advanced. So you think it's more advanced or has it just gone primitive?
Yeah, it's like society done perverted everything, all that, you know, all class and all that morals with all that rules and restrictions. So people just end up going out and sneaking and fucking angry, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, so we just evolved to a stage now. You just got to keep it real. If you're feeling shorty feeling you. You know, and that's what it's about. You know, you got to keep it
all right, not to cut you off, but it seems like Jay is back. I guess he has some more knowledge to bestow on the topic here.
Okay, you ready? All right. As I tried to say before, change happens, of course. The way men are, the way women are, the way we interact with each other. Yes, the way men and women have interacted with each other has changed. The way people communicate in general has changed. And the amount of time we have on our hands to manage our busy lives has changed. So, of course, courtship is going to change just along with everything else that's changed in society. Everything is just different now. It's not our parents' generation, it's ours, and everything has changed. And basically, most people aren't paying attention to courtship. They're just trying to get what they want and get in and out. And some people are looking for curious as some aren't.
All right, so everybody good on that one?
Yeah, that's, I'll
feel
you on that.
All right, so pretty much is my take on it. I want everybody else to know as times change, everything got to change also, thought, technology, morals, hey, even the whole meeting ritual thing, you know. I'm sorry, guys, but homeboy across the bar, you guys got to see him. He is fucking. like I said, everything changes, but it's all also always depending on the person. You know, because let's be more like if the girl is like, nah, I ain't going to be that easy, you know, come to their house and all that. If the guy is really digging shorty, then he's going to do it. If not, it is what it is. He keeps moving, and that's the end of it. And that's pretty much what it is. We're going to take a quick thing up. We got 27 minutes left in the show. Let some more people get up in here and everything like that. Once we come back, we're going to wrap this thing up, give you a couple more events. And we're going to wrap this show. Like I said, we broadcast a live out of Applebee's, Fordham Plaza in the Bronx. All right? This is the pregame. And I'm going to give you guys another song that I played. But this is something I played for last week, just something for the filler. You know, we got to close the cab up and get this guy in the cab or something. All right, so this is pregame radio. Be back, y'all.
This here's a ballad for all the fallen soldiers. I'm about to show you how a hustler's life and a soldier's life parallel. And the one thing they got in common, a mother's pain. Picture a split screen. On one side you got a hustler getting ready for the block, human being. Other side you got a soldier getting ready for boot camp. We're both at war. Stay with us.
Did you ever before you
war's calling them. Feeling his duty to fall in line with all of them. He's a soldier, rose through the ranks as the head of your household. Now it's time to provide bank like he's supposed to. Now just remember why he's gone to November. It's part of him growing up. His shirt soaks up your tears as he holds you. Your heart beating so fast, beating his pulse up. Yeah, I know it sucks. Life ain't on rosebuds. A couple of speed bumps. You gotta take your lumps off the boot camp. The world's facing terror. Been Latin, been happening in Manhattan. Crack was anthrax back then, back when police was Al-Qaeda to black men. While I was out there hustling, sinning with no religion, he was off the wall killing for a living.
Did you ever know this before you
came? Real shit.
Life goes
bad. It's about life right now. me years. Years turn out, how the fuck we making it here? My barracks average, couple fights a day. Get you locked in the hole, won't see the light of day. And I feel like I'm just writing my life away. I never thought shit could end up quite this way. It's a war going on outside, no man is safe from. I'm here for the good fight, only the fake run. I'm here for the purple heart, if I can't take one. For my team and my siblings, what's my reason for living? I love my niggas more than anything else. This war's about my family, me, Neek, and the wealth. You don't understand our uses that men we felt. Till you become a five-star general. Shout out to my niggas that's locked in jail. POWs that's still in the war for real, for real. Becoming a man, this war's passing to him like Uncle Sam. He ain't gonna always make the right choice, understand. Every choice that he make him for his fam. Step before the sun, and if he's gone, shine his memory. Don't cry, we all gonna die eventually. But if he's locked in the penitentiary, send him some energy. They all winners to me with some memory.
Live in the pregame broadcasting, live and direct out of Applebee's Autumn Plaza. We are here locking it down. Got about 20 minutes left in the broadcast. Also, this portion of programming is brought to you by Tough Wire Consulting. The help managing your cell phone bills and everything else like that. Check them out, TUFFWIRE @gmail.com. Also, to check out the Sprint Store, 2460 Grand Concourse, Bronx, New York. Mention Free Game Radio, get $10 off an accessory. Hopefully, Ebony would like that, because that's coffee and everything else. She give you a slice of pizza with that one there. So, mention Free Game Radio, get $10 off your accessory. All right? Once again, we're talking about course shit. What happened with course? We're going to take a caller calling out at a 917. Yeah. 917, you are live in the pregame. What's going on?
I keep hearing people say that things changed, but no one said what things changed. And it seems as though what has changed is there's no love, there's no morals, there's no values. And if a woman means that much to you, then why don't you marry her? If he means that much to you, why don't you marry him? That's why now, because there is no love. It's just about doing what you do and moving on to the next one. That's why we have so many children without fathers right now, and so many women that have so many STDs that they could never cure. So what's changed? What has changed is there's no love, there's no morals, there's no values. That's what's changed, and that's the sad part, and that's unfortunate.
Okay, we got seriously brother from Georgia. He has his wants to chime in on that. Brother from GA, what's up?
Yeah, what's up? I agree a little bit with what the question is. And when you look at marriage is between church and state. And according to statistics, 50% of all marriages end with divorce. So it's deeper than just marriage. You know what I'm saying? It's deeper than just being married. You got to go beyond just that whole, you know, walk on the aisle and that commitment stuff. Because at the end of the day, you can get a divorce. you can walk out of that marriage. No, I agree with the love and the morals, and you know, it has left our people a little bit, but we're getting back there. But we got to realize we need all of that marriage, more church and state.
Ab, so what's up? You agree or you disagree?
Yeah, all of that is... Everything applies, more or less. Everything applies. I mean, if you got dudes talking about that the neighbors know my name, then, I mean, come on. he couldn't even be a little more crafty about what he was saying. You know, before, at least back in the days, you know, it was wordplay. You know, you had to be an adult to understand the situation that the person was singing about or talking about. But, now you just got this straight up blatant sexuality out in the street. So you have these kids coming up, and that's the music that they hear it over and over and over again all damn day. So what do you, you know, what can you expect? It's unfortunate, but then in the 50s, that's what the parents said about the kids then, that they dressed crazy, the music was vulgar, and, you know, they were a lot more sexual than their parents. So that's just going to keep going on, you know?
Okay, definitely. Also, too, I want to give a shout-out. There's, like, 4 days going down in this Applebee's right now. So happy birthday to all you guys out there. Happy birthday, we got a birthday coming up. Who had a birthday yesterday, something like that. And also, too, I want to get out the way. Emperor G, party all the time. He having an official peace party going down at the MB nightclub. That's 122 Orange Avenue, Suffering. Photography will be done by QStarMedia.com. Also, if you're having a birthday, you want to get in contact with these brothers here and working on bottle stuffs and everything like that. We got about 17 minutes left, and... once again, we still talk about the courtship and chivalry and stuff like that. Times change, that's what it is. And like I said, pretty much that's all it is right now. But also to everybody who's with us, stay tuned. You know, once again, we take the break. We come back 12:30, and that'll be, the Ask Blackout. We guys calling with your questions. Me and my trusted panel of associates will try to give you the best advice possible. Also to give you more events and more controversy. Oh, here's one thing I almost forgot. We got a Dumbass of the Week follow-up. This Dumbass of the Week was brought to us by Ebony last week. It was a 4-year-old kid in Indonesia who smoked 40 packs a day. I am pleased to announce that he has been checked into rehab. You know, either checked into rehab, he's going to get himself, you know, worked out. What's up, son?
Okay. He's not 4 years old, son. He's 2. Okay. He's 2 years old. He's been smoking since he was 18 months. And it's not 40 packs a day. It's 40 cigarettes a day, which I would believe would be the equivalent of 2 packs a day.
Yo, too.
But I'm glad to hear that he's in, I'm glad to hear he's getting the help that he needs.
So, yeah, so that's pretty much what it is. We got about 15 minutes left. They're about to call last call. Old dude across the bar, he is over there trying to get one of these club rejects home with him. But,
he should be cooking it, trying to put on the site.
We do. We got a high video. Video will be up on there as early as tomorrow. It might even be up there by next show at 12:30. I want to give a shout out to everybody who is here. Jay Pearl is here in the building with us. Drunk guy across the bar, I'm telling you, he's making the show hilarious tonight. Shout out to the manager, Chris, our bartender, Brian, everyone who's here making this a pleasant experience. We will be back. We've been asked back, so we're going to come back through this again real soon. Also, too, I want to give a shout out, actually, notable mention, Evan A's Cheesecake, EvanA.Yahoo.com. Place the orders there. Hit us up. And also, you know, we deliver good homemade cheesecakes to support the cause. All right. Also, too, check out the Panic Packs. That is PANICPACK at hotmail.com. You want to check those out? Let me see. We got 14 minutes left. Abby, anything you want to get out there before we wrap things up?
Say it again, son. I can't hear you.
I said anything else you want to get out there before we wrap things up?
It was a good show. I'm not surprised that we had so many dumbasses for the week. This is a record number of dumbasses. I think we had like five.
We had about five.
That's crazy. The last couple of minutes, I also want to know, I'd like to ask your listening audience a question about what they think about the sinkhole in Guatemala. Was it man-made? Was it a natural disaster? Was it something else? That's what I'd like to know.
Okay, so that's we write out on the big sinkhole in Guatemala. If you don't know about it, you need to get to your computer and just type sinkhole in Guatemala on Google. All right? It's just this big hole, and it's popped up in Guatemala. So we'll take some people. I'm actually 917 Sister Bell Keys. What do you think on that one?
I have to do some more research about it before I actually comment. But I think it could be something else. It's something else. But until I have the facts, I don't want to say too much about it.
Okay. Queen of Swords, you with us?
I think it might be an alien, man.
An alien, son?
An alien. Yeah.
Possibility is endless.
Alien. It's an alien. That's what I think.
So.
Okay. So, was the alien was leaving? They left, or they just got here?
I think they land. They down there chilling. They that left their station. They, you know, like they about to shut it down. So that's where they gotta park at. You know.
Okay. Me,
I think that's the whole shutting it down thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what I think. So that's not a coincidence.
Yeah.
Because a lot of weird things happening all over the world. They got black rain falling out the sky in some countries. Black rain, you know, so that's just one of the weird
things. No, I haven't heard about that yet.
Yeah, they have black rain.
I'm going to have to Google that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's on YouTube.
Crazy.
Black rain.
Wow, we got black rain, sinkholes in Guatemala, Gary Coleman dying.
Aliens been here, first of all. Aliens have been here.
Yeah.
Okay, so now that it's becoming more prominent, and now people are starting to pay attention, but they've been here.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
They've
been here.
Okay, so folks, to pay attention and get those go bags ready and be ready. You got to stay
right.
In the
you have
to stay. You have to stay in a state of ready. And you can't, you just can't let anything go by because everything is subject to suspicion.
Yep. I agree.
That's my take on it.
Okay. I agree.
All right, Brother Jay, you got something to go on this minute?
Yeah, well, I'll have to do a little bit more research, but I will tell you that these sinkholes could be the result of the same thing that's causing earthquakes, because we do sit on top of what's called a tectonic plate. I don't know how many of you are into science, but these tectonic plates move under the earth, and a sinkhole could easily appear from one of those things moving, and it's a natural occurrence. But some more research is required, but it could just be a simple thing like the tectonic plates moving, because it's a natural thing. It happens all the time.
Okay, well, I'm not sure about the whole it's common thing, you know, but, looking at it on a scientific view, yeah, we're sitting on a tectonic plate and they tend to shift. That's what they do, allegedly. But like the sister said previously, nothing's above suspicion. So that's what it is. Was that Apple or Queen that had something they wanted to say? Okay, nobody else had anything to say. It was good.
Not I'm doing. I'm definitely agree with you. You know, everybody's right. This one, you got the right.
All right, so that's what it is. But like I said, tune in for the next show. Talk Ferry Ask Black Hour. It'll be me, Dr. Ev, and any other panel member who wants to get down. But we'll be taking your questions, you know, give you more events, things like that, more free games. They done called the last call here at Applebee's, ring the bell. So, you know, we getting ready to get up out of here.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
I thought it was until 1.
No, we're Applebee's here is closing, so we got to move locations. So we're going to be coming back on at 12:30.
Okay.
We're going to be coming back on at 12:30. So,
it is.
You know what I'm saying? So 12:30, like I said, we ask Black. If you want to get down on the panel, hit me on my Facebook, facebook.com, Brooklyn Black. If you got events, topic suggestions, dumbass of the week submissions, anything like that, brooklynblk@gmail.com. But we're going to wrap up, get up out of here, pay our tab, and leave it there. Everybody, thanks for joining in.
When you come back, hopefully that brother will come back that talked about the divorce rate, and maybe after he does a little bit more research, you'll know why there is such a high divorce rate.
Okay.
And save me a plate. And save me a plate.
So if you're going to have a bit of a debate, I'm going to get Queen's plate ready, her little Sally going. Brother from Atlanta, come back with us at 12:30. We're going to be doing it like this. Like I said, we're going to pay this tab. We're getting up out of here. Thanks,
your
everybody,
research.
For joining in.
Do your
research. Charge your phone. Do your research. Charge your phone. Stretch. Refresh your face. Practice your metaphysics, all right? This is Freak Radio. We are out of here.
No meat.